see dead people. Hey, mustard on the beat.
All right, welcome back, everybody. What'd you do your weekend, Froggy? Did you sit there listening to Kendrick Lamar cook Drake some more?
Oh, cook Drake? What an underwhelming album that was.
What?
I tell you what. Although it takes the top 12 charts, like every one of the top 12 single charts is Kendrick Lamar. Underwhelming album,
like,
dude.
People like it then, dude. Seems choked. Like people like it.
This is a guy you want performing at the Super Bowl?
I think it is. I think it is who I want.
Lil Wayne would have done much better. He's got like what, like one or two songs that are good, maybe. But everyone's over Kendrick Lamar. I can feel it.
Hmm. You think people are tired? Have grown weary?
Oh yeah, he's a bully, and they know that.
What? He's a bully.
They know that he's just an angry little man, and they don't want
to
deal with
him.
Don't
have to say little too. That's not.
He's an angry, minuscule human being. And
he's not very big.
Telling you, not very big.
Tiny.
Not so much of a big stepper, if you know what I'm talking about. Very, very short. Anyway, Drake performing at the World Cup. Pretty good.
When is that?
I don't know. Once every 4 years. I don't know. Sometime soon.
Isn't it everywhere, though? Or is it?
Yeah.
It's here this year.
It's here this year.
Time. Yeah, it is.
When not is this it? Year, but in two,
it's next.
Two,
yeah, it's
two
next
years.
Year. Yeah.
Soccer. So you can have that stupid little Super Bowl Kendrick. No one needs that anymore.
Wait a minute. Although, there's more people that watch the Super Bowl than is it the World Cup final or a World Cup game? You see what I'm saying? Because if he's doing a halftime or doing a show at a
game.
World Cup game,
yeah.
Then Kendrick Lamar beat him again.
All I know is whoever he's betting on, I'm fading Drake. That's what I know because that dude doesn't bet any winners. Except for John Jones. No, John Jones can beat any curse. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Saw John Jones was down here this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, they were doing some kind of thing called Dirty Boxing. It was Mike Perry. It's his new promotion. They had Yoel Romero. He fought some tomato can. Like they didn't stream it live. It was apparently by invite only. And then they put the videos out. I'll show you the videos during the break. They are hilarious. But John Jones was in the crowd, and then he left in a Bugatti covered in Christmas lights. Good for him. The Miami Dolphins, they throttle the Patriots 31-15, 5-6 on the season. Tua, awesome. Jalen Waddle, awesomer. Jonnu Smith, awesomest. Devon Achane, 2 touchdowns. Touchdown vulture yesterday.
Hey, what about Chop?
Oh, Chop Robinson, dude.
Yeah, he couldn't wait to talk to people yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Was he dressed nice yesterday? You were in the boots on the ground?
Yeah, I was J's on the ground.
What did Chop Robinson have to say? Was he at the podium or did he speak in the locker room?
No. See,
they don't send rooks to the podium.
It's not that they don't send rooks to the podium. You could tell there's a difference in when you're winning, you're starting to feel yourself.
Yeah.
You're starting to see music is blasted a little bit louder now. You know, trying to get the interviews, you got to be like right in the player's face because the music is blasting.
Yeah.
Now. And they're more more willing to talk to players. I mean, to the media.
Of course.
This was the second week in a row we got Jalen Ramsey. Trust me, the media was so happy.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was so happy.
What,
Chop was happy. Chop was talking about the celebrations, how the team was making fun of him because when they did the celebration, it wasn't like in sync. But this time
he was off beat.
He was off beat, but this time he was on rhythm. Like, that's funny. Funny that Zach Taylor is telling you not on beat.
Listen, Zach Taylor, he's got to teach the rookies the ways. You know.
Yeah, man. But the interesting part was finding out that Calais could have been.
That was an interesting story that came out before
the
day.
You know what? It wasn't. I didn't make that big of a deal of it because.
Well, let me tell people what it was. It was there was a report by Ian Rappaport before the game that said that the Dolphins were offered a fifth round pick to send Calais Campbell back to the Baltimore Ravens. He was apparently in on the talks, but Mike McDaniel and Calais had a talk. They said, we don't want to do it. We want to stick around here. And apparently the idea was there's a wink-wink from Omar saying there's a wink-wink that if things really did go off the rails, the Dolphins would just let him go and he can go sign with the contender.
That and keep in mind, that conversation was had before the season even started, okay? And so the fact that the Dolphins went to him and said, hey, you know, what do you want to do, right? We can do this or you want to just ride it out. I think it shows the character of Calais Campbell that he could have went back to Baltimore and he said, no, I'm riding this out.
He's the vocal leader of the team.
Right. And so from that standpoint, while everybody's making a big deal about this now, understand that this was probably something discussed before he even came here, that he would be given that option. Now, if you know Calais Campbell and you know what he's about from the short time that he's been here, he wasn't leaving. So it's a moot point. You know, it sounds great. It sounds like a juicy story. But it really isn't. It sound, like,
the
it
way,
never was.
The way NFL Network portrayed it was they made it sound like Mike McDaniel went in there and threw his body in front of the phone and stopped. Chris, no!
It wasn't even. They were actually probably had this conversation before the season started. And just everybody being on the same page, they went and probably asked him.
Well, Vlad was boots on the ground in the locker room yesterday. This was Calais on the whole trade rumor.
Calais, it came out today that the Ravens wanted to bring you back, and Mike McDaniel kind of put the squash on that. Can you kind of talk about how happy you are staying here or what you know about that whole situation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was grateful that they brought me into the conversations. You know, I mean, they didn't have to say anything to me at all. We had a really good conversation about, you know, what we think about this team, where we are. And, you know, we felt like we had a good shot to fight, to get back into the fight. And, you know, everything's happened so far, that, you know, based off the conversation we had, as we thought it would, you know, so now we're, you know, with a big game, you know, on Thanksgiving, you know, in the prime time slot, you know, to get back to 500 and have a shot to, you know, put ourselves back in the playoff contention. But all that really doesn't matter, you know. All that matters is staying in the moment, playing good technical football, and put ourselves in position to win ball games.
I legitimately could listen to him talk all day. Hmm. I wish there was an audiobook by Calais Campbell.
Game Boy says he sounds like a professional giant. Like he does readings, right?
The speeches are the best, though. Like, he's so intense for those 15 seconds that he has, everybody.
Yeah, you can't, and understand this. You can't be that dude in the locker room and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think that more than anything, you know, but I do appreciate that the Dolphins tried to keep their word.
Like, also, you're going to break Zach Sealer's heart. That's new best friend. You know? Zach Sealer's going to be sitting here crying.
Hey, I tell you what. There is no – I think we would fight anybody that said they didn't like Zach Sealer.
Bro, come on. Guy's a monster. He's so good. He's so good.
Oh, my goodness. Florida man said, could you imagine Calais and Doc Rivers having a conversation?
Ooh, drunk.
Doc, who's your favorite NFL player?
I got to tell you. That boy Calais is good. That boy Calais can play some basketball.
Imagine you had a puppet show and all three voices were Calais Campbell, Doc Rivers, and PJ Tucker.
PJ, he drinking that water and they ain't doing nothing for his throat. It's a they should have brought him some, was that Hall's Mympholymptus?
Is he still on strike, PJ Tucker? Like, is he still getting paid by the Clippers but not playing for the Clippers?
Yeah, he wanted to get traded.
Why don't they just release him?
Because it's guaranteed money.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but like, can't he just get, why not just let, like, at this point, just let him go where he wants?
No, because you got to get something for him. Otherwise, you just eat that money.
What are they going to get for him? He's 40.
Is he?
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't have gave him.
Well, that was the Heat's whole point. Like, the Heat were like, I'll give you two.
Yeah, dude. He said, not for nothing, but we see where this is going. 40-year-old PJ Tucker.
Dude, he played so hard that first half of that year, and he had nothing left by the end of the season. But I loved PJ Tucker. I loved PJ Tucker on the Heat.
That's kind of what happens when you get 40.
Mm-hmm.
Except for there's anomalies in every sport. Okay, less. Who was the baseball player played first base that played forever? He was down here.
Dawson?
No. I can't think of his name, but Tom Brady, LeBron James.
Tim Raines?
Not Tim Raines.
No, he's not a first baseman. Calm down.
No, I'm just trying to think of old Marlins.
There's a lot of them.
He was Latino.
Galarraga?
Nope. Can't think of his name. Play forever. We never knew. And so
Hesop Choi?
Oh, he said he's Latin. Come on.
You're not thinking of Delgado.
Minus one.
Not Carlos Delgado. I could see the face.
Yuli Gurriel?
No. Before, it was like right after the first championship.
Which was 97.
That was Hesop Choi and that was Delgado.
No, then the next one.
The next guy was Mike Jacobs.
No.
Derek Lee?
Not Derek Lee.
No, that's the
not Latin.
Or maybe I'll check.
Gabby Sanchez?
No.
You're giving me the last like seven Marlins first baseman.
I know. Well, maybe no. He played first base.
You sure it was first base?
You sure it was first base?
Yeah.
All right.
So
it'll come to you.
It'll come to me. So anyway, so yeah, like for people to think that now you see one guy do it, now everybody says all 40-year-olds could do this. No. No, what is happening, like, what is happening with Aaron Rodgers, what is happening with P.J. Tucker, is closer to reality that we just don't want to accept.
Silly Sauce says, I don't think it's going to come to him. The old forget names of first baseman.
I don't think he might have been a
first baseman. Al Macko says, did you mean Pudge Rodriguez and the catcher?
No. Yeah, I mean, he played forever, and then, like, he was 46, and he was playing in a minor league team, on a minor league team.
Here? He played here?
I think so.
I don't remember, dude. Oh. It's not coming to me.
When I think of it.
Julio Franco?
There it is!
Julio Franco? He didn't play for the Marlins?
And he was a designated hitter.
No, didn't he play? Yes, he did. He came down here.
No, he did not. He played for, like, every NL East team that wasn't the Marlins.
Okay, I'm thinking of Julio.
You probably saw him play the Marlins a lot.
Yeah, Julio Franco.
Julio Franco did play a long time.
Yeah, he played, like, and then they said that wasn't even his real age. He was older.
Probably.
And he carried around, like, a tree for a bat.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, like, just a big tree. There you go.
And of course, the other famous Julio Franco
played till he was 63.
The other famous Julio Franco story from the Levitard show.
I know. I was going to go there. You would have known right away. And I think that's why I thought he played here, because we told Julio Franco stories all the time. Right.
Oh, man. We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Let's get to 50 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by your Southern Lexus dealers. The Lexus December to Remember sales event is here, and it is why you stay on the nice list. Find yours and get offers on select models, but only for a limited time, now through January 2nd. Make it a December to Remember. Your Miami Dolphins throttle the New England Patriots, setting up a monster Thanksgiving showdown with the Green Bay Packers in the frozen tundra. I think it's like going to be 26. Cold. I don't like it.
They're looking forward to it.
They say that. Look, they're trying to kill that narrative, lad. Mike McDaniel was gassing it up during that speech after the game.
Are they feeling themselves right now? They peacocking. Like, they feeling themselves. They just better play well on Thursday. You can't start peacocking and then all of a sudden shrivel up.
Listen, you're going to shrivel up at 24 degrees. Yeesh. High of 32, low of 24. Oof. What do we got at, like, 8 o'clock? Yeah, once we get to, like, 8:20 kickoff, it's looking like 26 degrees with a low of like 24. Who knows what that feels like.
But in all reality, that should be balmy to them compared to what they faced in January.
Oh, dude, that was crazy. The one that was in Kansas City?
Like 24 in Green Bay.
Yeah.
It's got to be like Miami weather to them.
Well, they are. And the other thing is they're a lot healthier. You know, they're healthier. They feel. Are you worried at all, Leroy, about the run game? The run game was, you know, like, is there a little something happening there? They don't play Ingold much anymore. They lost Austin Jackson, and that feels like the run game has taken a little bit of a hit. Or do they have they found success with this short passing game stuff?
Here's the problem, okay? Sometimes we look at the results of each game without realizing what the game plan is and what they're trying to do to exploit the other team. So maybe they went into this week going, you know what, guys? The middle of the field is going to be open. And they went with that. Then towards the end of the game, they're like, we got to eat up some clock, so they start running it. So don't get caught up in they didn't have – well, because they could have also thrown for 500 yards if they would have kept throwing it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try and, you know, get the two mixed up. What I would say is this. Running the ball is going to be important, but stopping the run so you don't have that happen to you is going to be the biggest thing to determine. When you watch the outcome of this game, you're going to see, how many yards did Jacobs run for? Because you see what he did yesterday.
I'm looking right now.
Yesterday, he just, like, bulldozed everybody.
Another guy that they thought was washed.
Jacobs?
Yeah.
He ran for, what, like?
Above 20?
106.
106.
106. Three touchdowns.
106, three touchdowns.
Aaron Jones had 108 and a touchdown. And Saquon went for 255. And Derrick Henry runs tonight. A lot of good running backs.
Nah, irrelevant position. you got Calais. So Calais was saying this. This is a big one coming on up.
Calais, I don't know if he's probably a fan of the show, and he was previewing Thursday night's big game, and he said he said two words, and when he said these two words, Tobin just popped into my head.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because he says Thursday night game. Well, I'll let you hear what he said.
You know, football is a momentum game, and momentum is huge. But I mean, this is another toughness game coming up to Green Bay. You know, we have, you know, a tough task ahead of us. You know, I mean, short week. You know, on the road, night game, cold weather, all that stuff. You know, it's really going to test our mental toughness. We're going to see what kind of team we are this week. You know, somebody asked me earlier, you know, was this like a statement win? And I'm like, nah, we did what we're supposed to do. You know, but this next game, you know, that's going to be the one that's going to be real tough for us. And we're going to have to go out there and earn it. That could be a statement win.
Wow. So he acknowledged TCBDL for the Patriots game and Green Bay statement game. This is why I love Calais.
Damn Campbell. You, Vlad.
I didn't ask him the question.
That's why I love this guy. I love him. Dude, and you want to know something? This is what makes me very nervous because it feels like every time the Dolphins geek themselves up and we're all ready for the statement game, prime time, going to show them what's about, they poop the bed. And I just want not to poop the bed, Leroy.
Can I just?
I just need a good performance in front of everybody.
Here's the deal. And this is making it very simple. If you beat all of the teams you have a better record than and lose to all the teams that have a better record than you, doesn't that put you right
in the middle?
Right. And so this is what's been happening. So regardless of what you think is going on with your team, the reality of it is if they haven't beat the four or five teams above them, then that's where they are. Until they turn that around,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to be hard to, like.
I just want, you know, one time, everything, all chips, all marbles on the table. Do you put marbles on the table? All chips on the table, all marbles on the game, everything on the line to get back to 500. Monster game.
Okay, but okay.
Everybody watching, everybody full in their bellies.
What you would like. And the reality of what your team is, Could be two different things. Now, I'm not ready to say that yet.
Me either.
But if this keeps happening over and over again, we can't beat Buffalo. We can't beat Kansas City. We can't beat the Ravens. Well, guess what? That means they're better. Like, to get mad that you're not beating all of the upper echelon teams.
But you haven't really played upper echelon teams except for one.
But I'm just saying, in the last couple of years.
Okay, in the last couple of years.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I get that, but I think.
And so we're sitting here saying this. They might not be there yet. And I don't know that.
Yeah, but it's one of these things. Like, look, everybody, like to Vlad's point, they're feeling themselves. They're peacocking. Tua's getting his flowers. I'm happy that Tua's had this bounce back. But it, like, all right, if you're gonna have all this stuff, and we're gonna talk about Tua's Magic Johnson, Tua's unbelievable, the metrics, everything's going. That's what Jason Garrett said.
Wait, because of that behind the back pass,
he called him Magic Johnson.
Oh my God.
I don't really know why Jason Garrett's on TV. I don't really understand that.
Let me tell you this. Intangibles, wear some socks when y'all wearing suits, man. I don't like him wearing those.
He went no socks?
He wears no socks. He's trying. It's weird because it's like Jason Garrett trying to wear like European fashion, but he's not European. Like it just doesn't go with him.
Whatever happened with a good dress sock? I love it.
I like a good dress sock. Everybody's going, they want to be naked. Naked ankles. I don't want to see your bare ankles.
I don't want my sweaty fat ankles out for anybody to see. I want to cover those things up.
It's there's no tan there.
But, like, you know, we have all the, and it's great. I'm happy right now. I'm not poo-pooing on everything. So everybody understand, my attitude is right now. But, Leroy, I don't think it's too much to ask for our bellies
it's
to be.
It's never too much to ask.
I just want on Thanksgiving, us all gathered around the TV, all right, like a family, all right? And we get to tune in and watch the Dolphins on national television. Big game, good team, historic building, holiday. Cold, prime time, all the narratives, all that stuff that's on the table, and them to debunk that, reset their season for this playoff run at the end. Get yourself back to 500. But there is a part of me that says, you know what's going to happen, you idiot.
But like you can't, look.
You can't either, think either, that.
Wait. You either all in.
I'm scared.
Don't be all in with some qualifications.
No wiggle room. You're either in or out.
I'm in.
And technically speaking, if they beat Green Bay, I think that's the only team that the Dolphins might be an underdog against till the end of the season.
You might be right about that.
Because the Niners aren't the same team anymore. And that Houston game, that's a pick 'em to me now.
Houston's like, I don't know what's going on.
They just play in a bad
division. Here's the problem. There's so many players missing on Houston's defense, they can't stop a nosebleed. That's what the problem is.
Take it.
But, so, here's the deal, and here's this is going to bring me to my other problem I have with this fraud sitting next to me.
What?
Because let me tell you, Vlad, before the season started, they play, that's a win, that's a loss.
Yeah, I remember that. I was there.
They play with...
Statement game.
The end of the schedule is terrible. It's going to be brutal.
And
now we're looking at the end of the schedule, and now it's like, you know what? Not so bad.
Facts have changed.
But again, that's why I don't play the game in the summer.
Hold on, Tobin. I got to take a shot at you.
See what I'm saying?
You said that Buffalo game in week two was a statement game.
It was a statement game.
Now, week 13.
Well, look.
He just keeps moving the bar.
It's not. Here's the thing. Right now, you have to survive with where you're at, okay? The Dolphins have already proven they're not on Buffalo's level, okay? So they have to get back there. They built themselves this big-ass hole. Maybe they'll get the chance to face Buffalo again in the playoffs.
Who's in better shape right now?
Mm-hmm.
We know, or we think we know, San Francisco is good.
Yep.
They look horrible.
Yeah,
everybody's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's in their building.
Or the Dolphins.
No, it's in Miami.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
Right.
Dolphins.
Dolphins could be favored for every game,
unless there's some Shanahan mental jujitsu there that he's got over Mike McDaniel.
He does have mental jujitsu over his coaches.
That's the only thing you got to worry about.
He does have mental jujitsu over his coaches.
That's why I don't play. That's when that.
Can I tell you another thing?
It's what we did in the summer trying to play this stupid game is a moot point right now.
Let me tell you another thing. Roy. All right, I don't want to look ahead too far on the schedule, but since
you're doing all year,
since you asked,
wait a minute, did you, Vlad? Did you just say what he said? I don't want to look ahead too far. You looked ahead all the way.
Hold on.
I don't want to look ahead.
Wait a minute. You can't say you want to look ahead. Wait, 3 months, like 3 months past, you were looking ahead. What are you saying here?
Well, it's not looking
ahead. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth here.
There's previewing the season, and then once you're in the season, you got to go week by week. That's how it works.
No. Well, here's the deal.
Task at hand.
Here's the deal. That's why I ask you before season, what do you think the Dolphins are going to be? Because if you think they're a 11-6 team, if you think they're a 12-5 team, okay, I can't tell you what six games they're going to lose.
I had them at 13-4.
Okay, too late for that. Facts have changed.
The facts have changed.
So now what do you think?
11-6.
So they're going to win it all?
They're going to win
the next six games?
The next six games?
Yeah. Well, they win this one. What's the one that they can't win?
There really isn't one that they can't win.
Right. Two Jets games, a Browns game, a Texans game on the road, and a 49ers game.
That Browns game is going to be
tough. This is everything. This is everything right here. Now, I'll tell you one thing I am worried about, though. Hey. You see all these Jets reports?
That what?
I don't want to get them any crazy ideas of Aaron Rodgers hanging it up for the season. I want him to keep playing.
Hey, you wait. You think it's cold in Green Bay?
Mm-hmm.
Wait till they get to Cleveland.
Oh, are you still going to that game?
Yeah.
You going to go to that game? Are you mad, man?
Are you banging the drum?
I don't know.
Hey, if you're not banging the drum, why are you going there?
I need you to get
I got to meet my boy up there, and I'm going with Chris Atkins.
Are you going to get a selfie with Jameis Winston?
I love Jameis, by the way.
Yeah. You want me to get a selfie and send it to you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. If you do get a picture with Jameis, tell him he has a big fan in South Florida.
I play 18 holes with him. I'm telling you. People, let me explain to you. You guys know me, right? I'm not going to beat around the bush when it comes to people.
Mm-hmm.
He is the nicest dude. Yes, sir, no, sir. Very, like, when you hear him talk, right? Like, people only see him as this crab leg guy. Or the talks before the game. Like, you have a conversation with him, man. You become a big fan of his. And so, yeah, I want to see him. I said something when he took over, right? He took over after DTR struggled. And he went on fire. He was on fire, right, the first game. And they go, well, what are you going to do about, you know, how long would you give him? I say, I give him 3 weeks after this, right? And then you look at those four games, which is about a quarter of the season, and you determine, can we ride this roller coaster for a whole season? And go look at his numbers the last 4 weeks. They're like damn near best in the league. He had a bad game, but you know he's going to throw some picks.
Of course.
Go look at his last four games and tell me how many people wish they had that starting at quarterback.
I mean, he's going to get this kicked by Chop Robinson, but, you know.
I'm just saying that what do they think a quarterback should look like?
Hey, before we got to take a break, but before we do that, hey, Vlad, how you feel about the Jets search being run by a firm that's led by Mike Tannenbaum?
He's a lawyer?
I'm disgusted.
Wait, he's a lawyer?
It's like some stupid analytics firm.
I'm disgusted.
Wait. And I have an even more important question. Why did he include a picture that's 30 years old?
Who?
You ain't fooling nobody, Tannenbaum. You are not fooling anybody.
What'd he do?
Look at the picture. That picture is 30 years ago.
Take a break. Back after this. Jennifer!
Oh, hiya!
What are we doing here today, Jennifer?
What's wrong?
We got your shoulders out. What do you know? You're talking. I didn't say nothing was wrong. Why? Wow!
A simple question.
Yeah, I thought we were different than that. Were you coming at me all harsh and like, how are you?
She's on a 19.
You always have something to say.
I always do. Yeah, but that's it. Normally you wear black. You're wearing a bright, like,
you are wearing
blue.
You are wearing a bright blue.
It was the first shirt I saw when I opened the closet.
Okay. Like, I got to tell you, when I open up my thing and I just need to grab a shirt, usually their shoulders are covered. I'm just going to say that. Like,
what, she can't
rock? Okay, so now I should cover my shoulders?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying that's why I thought you were going somewhere.
It's an ode to the 90s, Leroy. She's got her Debbie Gibson, you know, she got the Debbie Gibson look going on. It's all right, man.
So
it's all right.
Just relax.
She looks like, you know, Tiffany. You know, before there was Taylor, there was like those girls.
I'm not trying to shake your love. I'm not trying to shake your love or nothing like that. You don't know nothing about that.
See? That's a point for Leroy right there. That's a point for Leroy.
They too young. They don't even know.
They don't know about that, Leroy. They don't know about that. They don't know about that. Okay.
Come on. Point. You know, hey, she tried to, remember later on in life, she tried to change her name to Deborah Gibson?
Nah, little girl, your name is Debbie Gibson.
Yeah.
The damage is done.
Yeah.
Speaking of damage is done, Cam Ward, after the game, he ripped on Wake Forest for faking injuries.
Oh, that was terrible.
That was bad, dude.
That was so bad. Look, he walked over to the guy one time and said, hey, what?
He said, get your bleep up.
Yeah.
Because that dude went down. The Canes were marching. And credit to him, it did work.
But you know, you know why they do it before half, right? Because it's a 10-second runoff.
Mm.
And so if they do it, it's 10-second runoff. They make the Canes use their timeout.
He called it weak. He said it's a weak move.
It is.
And I agree. It's right. It was the worst I've seen since the trust fall from Arkansas State.
Oh.
Where the guy just fell backwards. Everyone was like, what's going on with that guy? But yeah, Cam Ward calling that week. I was very mad at a Chuck E. Cheese watching that. I'd be like, what is he doing? What is he doing?
Wait, you at Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, it was my nephew's birthday.
Jennifer, stop going back and forth with Smeathan. Or is that...
I literally just answered one. Stop spying on me.
Smeathan said you look like a bottle.
You know that he's going to get distracted. I don't know.
Which
scent?
The Miami Heat got themselves a win. Jimmy Butler with a big-time bucket at the end. He also had a big circus shot in the fourth quarter. Tyler Hero was asked about that after the game, and this was Boy Wonder's assessment of the shot.
Makes the contact, left hand, no look.
Oh, that one. That shit was lucky as hell. Nah, we good.
Yeah, you're doing something right.
Oh man, they were having it in a good mood afterward. But he is that shot was crazy.
It was
throwing it up. Jimmy had himself.
Toby's so happy when the Heat are happy and like Jimmy's happy because then it kind of kills any rumors of like maybe Jimmy being moved or any dissension.
Jimmy's been a delight this year. That's the facts about it.
No, but
everybody thought that he was going to be a mope this year, and he's been nothing but a delight.
When
he's played, he had an ankle injury. It happens. Ankle injuries are common in basketball.
And what did I say? I said part of the reason why you can't manage your days off is because you're thinking you're going to be healthy all the other days. And if you happen to manage 10 games and then miss 10 games, now you've only played 50 games.
We are going to
55 games.
We here with the Miami Heat have a plan, okay? And what we are going to do this week is we are going to kick the Bucks' ass. All right, tomorrow with Giannis in town, and Damian Lillard's going to be, I wish I was there. Too bad.
They're playing well, by the way.
They are playing well until, you know, Daddy's here, okay? Good luck, Giannis. And then Jimmy is going to take a well-deserved day off in Charlotte the next day because we don't need that. And Pella is going to go to work, and Jaime is going to go to work against the Hornets. And Jimmy's going to be like, you know, game management. And it's okay. He's going to allow it, and then we'll be back for Friday.
Because
it's NBA Cup Day. We gotta prioritize the cup.
Who was so they still don't have their other guard.
Middleton.
But did you see, I didn't realize he was that injured.
Messed up both legs, both ankles.
Yeah.
Well, because you're always too busy making fun of him. That's why you don't care about him.
I'm sorry if he got predator mouth. What you want me to do about that?
He does have predator mouth.
Dude, come on.
I mean, what are you doing?
None of his
predator mouth.
You know how they say get your ducks in a row? None of his teeth are in a row.
I know he's heard you.
He got a lot of money.
No, that's Derek White. That's Derek.
Listen, worse.
I know.
It's worse than Mike
White. I didn't want to see that.
Yes, it is.
I didn't want to see that. That's what I'm saying.
It's worse than Mike White.
Two things. His name's not Mike.
It's not Mike White.
His name is not Mike.
One guy is black. The other guy is white. Come on now.
You have been calling him Mike White for 3 years.
All I'm saying is it's way worse than that. His mouth looked like a slam.
Nah, it does look like Predator when
it looks like a slam. Wow.
When Arnold sees him and then he goes, "You are one ugly," and then finishes the statement. Yeah, yeah.
We should bring the slap chop guy.
The slap chop. I'm telling you, his mouth looked like
Chop
a slap
Robinson.
Chop. Yeah. He could eat corn on the cob through a fence.
He can.
First of all, it's not funny unless you actually in your mind try to get a visual.
You're done.
That's what happened to me.
We've now lost you for the segment because now you're gonna do nothing but read teeth comments. And I've lost you.
Middleton's teeth look like a kid learning to write cursive. I don't even know. Again, I'm trying to picture it. As I
No,
I'm telling you, hey, his mouth can make good smoothies. That's all I'm gonna say.
Right. Yo, imagine talking to him.
It's not all you're gonna say because you're gonna see another comment in the chat. You're gonna hit him with another one.
But he's worth more money than I'll ever see in my life. Get your grill fixed.
You know it's true. If he's hollering at a girl, the girl is thinking of definitely 112 million.
Okay, but
million,
what if
112 million? Because there's no way
he's already made damn near 200. Wait, he's already made damn near 200 million.
Let's maybe.
They say, all right, class, let's line up for an early release.
What if Chris Middleton? What if Chris Middleton is with a longtime partner or married for a long time, and she just loves him the way he is? And he goes, "Should I get him fixed?" She goes, "Hey, what's the point? Hey, you got me."
No woman saying that.
How do you know that,
his
dude?
Teeth
you
must
don't
be
know
blue
that.
Chew. His teeth must be blue chew.
I guess. I don't know.
He's one of
I'm just saying.
This guy is a champion. He's a prolific athlete.
I'm going to say
he's
this.
He's a gazillionaire. He's got one flaw.
I'm going to say this. And this is not, I have no idea if he's dating or married or whatever.
Well, let's just check.
Yeah, let's check.
I'm trying to see if I see anything. I don't see a girl.
Maybe she's a dentist.
No, it's not a very good one. If he coming home with the ragamuffin.
I see a wife-to-be article, but it's from something called legit.com. So we
definitely don't believe that.
Yeah, don't.
His, let's see.
Yo, when you looking that long, that means he got no girl,
baby. Wait. He says it looked like if someone only ate soft foods their entire life. Dude, I'm telling you, he could eat rocks. What are you talking
about? So there's a picture on Google. You know how on, I forgot what show it is, they make you read the mean tweets?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
And he's on it, and it says Chris Middleton can chop down trees with his teeth.
Oh, okay. So Samantha Dutton.
Samantha Dutton.
He has two children with her.
Okay, so he's married? Okay.
I don't know if he's married. He is a father.
He's a pretty handsome fella, you know?
If you have $200 million.
If
look at him in this suit. Look at this picture. Come here. You know, if he
keeps his mouth closed.
Jesus, dude.
Wait, what picture are you looking at?
The one with him in the tux.
Wait a minute.
That picture, he's in the tux. Good looking.
With the pink, with the girlfriend, the pink dress?
Yeah.
That don't look like no Chris Middleton.
It doesn't.
It doesn't look like him.
Right.
But
it's him, though.
I would tell you what. He looks like if I took 12 teeth out, he would have the regulation amount of teeth. Like, he's got too many.
So, are you saying he has 42 teeth?
Yeah, he's got too many men on the field. He's just.
Too many teeth on the field.
You're calling him a 5-yard penalty?
Yeah, he's a 5-yard penalty. He got too many men on the field.
Just so we're clear, he's not playing for them, just so I can know he's not going to drop 40 on the Heat tomorrow.
He might bite you.
Dude, I'm telling you, right now, it's just like. I mean,
now we've heard of we've seen the movie Jaws, but we've never seen a human version of Jaws.
Yeah,
until Milwaukee comes tomorrow.
Hey, and the thing is, if that's not Chris Middleton next,
it is,
because he doesn't look like a bad looking dude. Long as he keep his mouth shut,
probably.
Yo, what if she tells you, baby, keep your mouth shut? You look so good.
I bet she loves him.
Yeah, and his money,
you know.
Well, listen. I have always said this, that we see couples together all the time, and we always say, oh, how is he with her? Oh, how is, you know, she with him? And I would say, y'all don't know what they got going on. Y'all don't know what their relationship is. It happens all the time. I mean, Lyle Levis was with Julia Roberts. Figure that one out. You ever seen Lyle Levis?
Nope.
Pull up a picture of Lyle Lovitz. He was with one of
the... Wait, what was that?
He's a
that was Scooby.
A artist.
I thought he farted. I thought Scooby
that
farted.
That was Scooby.
That was, it was an artist. He's a
artist. No, Lyle Lovitz was a musician.
Yes.
But he had some type of talent, but they're in the artsy world.
Talent?
But they're in the artsy world. They're in music.
Okay, so
and,
that
and
don't
entertainment.
Count. You could be with a... Chris Middleton's teeth look like Leroy's toes. Except one problem there.
Oh, man.
Except one problem.
Oh, man.
I can cover up my feet.
Take a break. Back after this.
He has a great personality.